21 after 4, Ortho Cincy Mo Egger Show on ESPN 1530. We are thrilled to have you with us. Hopefully you're having an awesome Thursday. Terrific game last night at the Cintas Center. Without Zach Fremantle, the Xavier Musketeers hold off a very good Providence team in overtime, 85-83. John Fanta, Big East on Fox, was there, somebody who has joined our show on a number of occasions and just does a terrific job. Not just calling and reporting on Big East games, but championing Big East basketball, was in the middle of all that last night. And nice enough to give us a few minutes this afternoon. John, what's going on?
Mo, it's great to be back with you talking college basketball. Thanks so much for having me. And what a night it was inside the Cintas Center last night. It's really cool to be back in that building for big time February basketball. It just felt right.
Game last night was everything I love about the sport. High stakes, first place on the line. Obviously, Marquette part of that mix as well. Musketeers fighting off a very good Providence team. Two high-end coaches. XU overcoming not having Zach Fremantle. That was absolutely terrific.
Yeah, it really was. And I thought that down the stretch, we saw what has been the difference at Xavier. Last year, we talked about the way things were going with them. And the fact is, Mo, in the last 5 minutes of these games, especially in the Big East, you've got to have great coaching. You've got to have somebody who's able to get his players in a position to succeed. And Sean Miller brought in Sule Boom from UTEP, and Sule Boom has been as impactful as any transfer in all of college basketball. Down the stretch in games, he is Mariano Rivera to the Musketeers. The guy just closes. He has it in his DNA. And look, is he a 24, 25-year-old dude? Is he an old guy? Yeah, he's an old head. But you know what? That's college basketball right now. The way that the pandemic affected the sport, Boom is benefiting. He's a grown man. And he scored the game's final 5 points. On a night where he didn't shoot the basketball well early, he responded. And that's what I love about this Xavier team. When you know what hits the fan, Xavier punches back. And that's the difference with this Xavier team. That's the difference with Sean Miller. And on last night, you just knew Ed Cooley wasn't going to go down easy because it was for a piece of first place. Three Musketeers in Sule Boom, Jack Nungy, and Kobe Jones all go for 20 points or more. When you have a trio of guys who go for 20 or more, that tells you how dangerous they are offensively. Xavier is as good as any offensive team in college basketball.
I love Sule Boom. And look, the conversation about best transfer in college basketball, most impactful, can include a guy that we saw last night in Bryce Hopkins. Obviously, there's the feel-good season that Keontae Johnson has had. Kendrick Davis comes to mind, has a chance to be the league's player of the year at a different school than he mm-hmm. won it last year. But the Sule Boom experience, you have to watch. You could look at the numbers and go, yeah, he's meant a lot. You could see Xavier's record, see how many minutes he gets, and go, yeah, okay, obviously he's meant a lot. You have to watch. You have to watch him control a game. You have to watch him just stop the other team's run by just getting to the bucket or yeah. creating a play for one of his teammates. It's been so much fun to watch. If you're doing a list of the best transfers in college basketball, it's easy to include him on it just looking at the numbers. To me, he wins the argument because of what my eyes tell me.
Yeah, exactly. And Keontae Johnson's up there. Now, the comeback story also plays a part.
Sure.
We've got to acknowledge that. And I think that that's part of the, you know, for those who might not be as familiar, Keontae collapsed on the floor with Florida just over 2 years ago. His life flashed before his eyes. And God bless him. God bless the kid for going through what he went through with his cardiac issues, and he was able to fight through that. And look, if you argued him at 1A, I put Boom at 1B, but I put Boom at 1. I mean, and the reason why I say it is this. The reason why I say it over Hopkins and the reason why I say it over Davis, Kendrick Davis down at Memphis. The reason why I say it is Hopkins disappeared last night for Providence, and they still stayed afloat with Devin Carter and Noah Locke. Kendrick Davis is doing it in the American. Frankly, it's just not a great league. Sule Boom, if you took him off Xavier would be, you know what? They would be in a really, really tough spot because he's indispensable, Mo. You cannot, as much as you notice him when he's on the floor, it's when you notice him when he's off, which is few and far between. He is such a high-level player and leader. And he told me, and has told me a couple times this season, he literally set out this plan for himself. He envisioned coming to Xavier and being that dude. When Sean Miller compares you to Tu Holloway, and you're a transfer, tell me a transfer that's better than that. Sule has been that good. And right now, today, as I talk to you, he'd be my Big East Player of the Year. Because, yeah, he's got the numbers. Yeah, he's a leader. But, Mo, a Player of the Year delivers for their team when they need it most. Every time Xavier has needed somebody to make a play, the ball is in Sule's hands.
What's this team going to look like defensively a month from now?
Better. Better, because the Zach Fremantle injury makes them better defensively. And it's not a knock on Zach. It's just a fact. I think this team is in a better position to defend and get stops with their makeup of Jerome Hunter than they were with Zach. And it's funny. I talked to a Big East player today of another school. All right. And I'm not going to give out the player, the name of the player, but the player told me, I think Xavier becomes more dangerous because they could figure out more things about their defense here in the coming weeks. The fact is, Fremantle is a really talented player, and I don't want to take anything away from Zach, but Mo, he's a big ego, and it's a lot to coach him. It's a lot to coach him. I mean, Sean has brought it up. There's a reason why the guy got suspended in the preseason. So my point is, does Xavier need Zach Fremantle to hit their ultimate ceiling? 1,000%. Are there sometimes really good players that end up being defensive liabilities at times? Yes, both those things can be true. And I think that that's true here. And I think Xavier, at the end of the day, Xavier needs their depth defensively more than they need it offensively, because defensively they haven't been a very good team. Hunter played his tail off last night. Did he play a perfect game? No. But you cannot argue with his fight and his motor.
I think something this time of year that gets at times a little overrated is depth. And not that you don't need as many good players as possible, but the season will start, practice will begin, folks will look at rosters and go, yeah, boy, they can go 9 or 10 deep. And I go, that's cool in November. In February, nobody's playing 9 or 10 guys. Not against good teams, not in close games. Not unless there's foul issues. So from that standpoint, I've kind of thought like any knock on Xavier's depth is a little overstated. But when you do lose a guy that carries the load that Zach does, and you have players like Sule Boom who they never want to take out of the game, I think to a degree that concern is at least a little valid. How do you throw cold water over somebody who says, look, like this team, like its makeup, love the coach, love the players, just not sure there's enough guys?
Yeah, I throw it and say some of the national championship teams have done it with like 6 guys. I don't buy that argument when people are like, yeah, they don't have enough. Here's the thing. Depth is most important to be able to field a practice team, right? You feel the importance of your bench when you can practice hard and go hard. And I always laugh when people are like, well, you need depth. These guys are in the best shape of their lives. Are you really going to take Sule Boom or Kobe Jones off the floor so you can say that you've got a nice B option? No, you're never going to do that. Not when the game's online, not when your season's online. Depth is overrated. The reason why I bring it up for Xavier is just defensively, Mo. Like, on the defensive end of the floor, they need to find another option that they can just – last night, again, they went through lapses on that end where – you're giving up high ball screens to Providence, and they're getting wide open threes. At some point, somebody's got to get a body on Noah Locke. They let Noah Locke just get freed up, and he hit 6 threes on them. Mm-hmm. So they got to be aware of that in the NCAA tournament. But it's not because of legs, in my opinion. It's more because like they just need to find a better formula. And that just comes down to playing hard. And I thought Hunter doesn't know every play. He does not know every scheme. He doesn't. But he does play hard, and he did last night. And the fact is, Fremantle plays hard too, but he's just not as quick-footed as Hunter is. And I think for Xavier, figuring out that combo, what I will say, Mo, is this, to follow up on the depth point. For those that have said Xavier's bad defensively, here's what I would say to that. They are not the greatest defensive team. Their best defense is actually their offense when they get in a swing offensively, because it's really hard for an opposing team to keep their philosophy on their end of the floor. But for me, Xavier has come up with some very, very timely stops this season. So they might not be the best defensive team, but you know what? They're as well coached they're about as well coached as any team you're going to find. They have a leader on the sidelines who Sean Miller is comfortable as Xavier, as we thought he would be. But man, Mo, his intensity makes you want to play.
You know, it's funny because I talked about this last week. They're not a great defensive team. But if they need a stop or if they need situational defense, I trust Sean Miller to figure out a way to get that done. Across the 40 minutes, are they going to have breakdowns? Are they going to have guys who just get beat by the other guy making a basketball play? Yes, that's going to happen. They don't have a ton of great individual defenders. But, hey, you know, 40 seconds to go. We need a stop so we can get the ball back. Clipboards in Sean Miller's hands. I trust him, even with a team that defensively is a little deficient. And I think I just astounded you with that incredible college basketball take. John, I appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mo. Thanks for having me.
You're the best. John Fanta, Fox Sports, Big East, does a fantastic job, was in the building last night.